1 year ago, Governor Baker ordered all schools and daycares closed for 3 weeks in hopes of slowing the spread of the new coronavirus. In the next month, more students are scheduled to return to classrooms for the first time in over a year. To talk about that and more, we're joined by State Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
Let me start this way, if I might, Commissioner. You have children. So personally, from the parent perspective, what's been the hardest part of this last year for you?
Well, I think it's been really challenging. I have two teenagers who have been learning remotely from home. They're not in a hybrid model. They're in a full remote model. And obviously, that's difficult for kids to be away from their teachers and away from their friends. In some ways, on the other hand, I feel blessed that they weren't younger because they're more self-sufficient than they were when they were younger.
Reflecting back, was it hard for the Baker administration to make the decision to close schools?
You know, I think we were going with the science from the beginning, and initially, we felt like this would be a short-term closure. I don't think anyone predicted at the beginning of this that we would be out of school for so long.
All right, so now telescoping to the present. You're ordering schools to start offering in-person learning 5 days a week for kindergarten through grade 5 starting on April 5th. Some school leaders have said the state is usurping local control in that. What's your response to that?
You know, I think we disagree. Before the pandemic, schools didn't have a choice whether or not to send their kids into school. We created these three vehicles for districts to choose locally what they thought was best in September, hybrid, remote, or in-person with medical restrictions. All we're saying now is we're not allowing some of those new vehicles to exist because it's time to get the kids back to school. The data has been going down along the lines of transmissions. At the same time, the vaccines are going up. We think it's time to phase our kids back in.
The city of Worcester wants a delay because it says it can't meet the distancing requirements to keep kids separated in classrooms. Will you grant Worcester a delay?
So the waiver process is not closed yet. It doesn't close until Friday. So we're going to look at all the waivers when they come in. I would just remind people that we are saying that 3 feet of distance is acceptable based on both the WHO, what's happened, frankly, in other countries, other states, and even here in Massachusetts, we've seen districts who have been successful at 3 feet. And then the most recent study from the Clinical Infectious Diseases Journal, which is arguably the top infectious disease journal in the country, studied Massachusetts schools and found there was no difference between 3 and 6 feet.
All right. As we know, teachers' unions and the administration have been butting heads over vaccines. Last week, a senior advisor to the governor, Tim Buckley, said the administration was, quote, dismayed over the union's request to set aside vaccine doses for teachers and have the doses administered at their schools rather than at designated mass vaccination sites around the state. Here is what Governor Baker said.
I am not going to be in a position where I take vaccine away from people who are extremely vulnerable, who have multiple medical conditions and are over the age of 65, to give it to a targeted population. We're just not going to play that game.
Union leaders responded saying the administration is deliberately misrepresenting their request. What's your view on all this, Commissioner?
You know, for us at the department, I think we as a state have done more than anyone else in the country on health and safety measures for our staff and students. Remember, we gave 10 full days of training, 2 weeks of training for health and safety measures at the beginning of the school year, which no other state did. We've purchased air purifiers for people. We bought masks. And we're really one of the few or only states standing up universal pool testing for any district that wants it. So we really want to make sure that we do everything we can to make our teachers and staff feel safe. On the other hand, we know the Biden administration has been clear. Teachers don't need to be vaccinated to go back to school. With that said, we recognize why the teachers union would want to have their people vaccinated. I'm grateful to the governor who initially prioritized them in phase two and has now moved that up. You know, I think that's a good approach.
Well, given that, is the request by teachers unions to get the vaccination shots in schools instead of at mass vaccination sites unreasonable?
I think it's just a moot point because there's not enough vaccine right now to do distribution like that down to another level of centers. For right now, there's too little vaccine for too many people who want it.
Looking ahead, you've said that remote learning will be an option for families through the end of this school year, which is only a couple of months away now. What's the fall look like from your point of view at this point? Do you think schools will be fully open for everyone, or this fall, will there be a continued mix of some in-person and some remote learning?
We are hopeful that school will go back fully starting the school year in the fall. Obviously, I don't have a crystal ball, but the way things are trending right now, it does seem like we will have a more traditional school opening. That does not mean, however, that some measures may still need to be in place. I think you'll still see a focus on hand washing, mask wearing, and the like. So stay tuned.
And what about parents and students this fall who may not be confident enough to send those kids to school? Will they this fall have the option of remote learning, do you think, or will that be off the table?
So I don't think it's going to be on the table like it's been this year. I do think, you know, if you have families that have specific circumstances and medical issues, that individual districts may be able to accommodate some of those folks. But I think we are going to be pushed for a full return to school overall. Dr. Fauci himself endorsed our reopening guidance recently, and we think now is the time to get our kids back in school.
Commissioner, thanks very much. State Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Jeffrey Riley, again, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.